Hi, I'm here with Ollie Robinson, who's one of the senior analysts on Control Risk's Cyber Threat Intelligence team, and he is going to spend a little time with us discussing distributed denial of service attacks and their evolution. Hi, Ollie. Can
Hello there.
you tell me a little bit about how DDoS attacks have evolved over the last year?
Yeah, so DDoS attacks have evolved quite significantly over the year, despite the fact that DDoS attacks are quite a historic attack technique. So, generally speaking, we're finding threat actors leveraging greater volumes of data in order to flood the networks of companies with traffic, thereby taking them offline. Additionally, the threat to companies across the board from cyber extortion attacks is now more significant. So, following the success enjoyed by groups such as DD4BC and Armada Collective, we've seen additional copycat groups emerge who essentially target companies with DDoS attacks and then demand ransoms in the form of a Bitcoin payment. So, these groups typically use quite basic but effective attack techniques involving targeting traffic at a company's network layer, contacting the company to essentially invite them to analyze their network logs for evidence of the DDoS attack, then issue a ransom demand, which is payable via Bitcoin. And companies who don't pay this ransom demand are then subsequently targeted with much larger DDoS attacks aimed at the web application layer, which is obviously can cause a lot of damage against the target company. We've also found that cyber threat actors have become smarter in their targeting of specific companies. So companies are being targeted based on their perceived ability to pay large ransom demands, which is why we've seen groups such as DD4BC heavily target the financial services sector, for example. And we've also seen threat actors target companies providing upstream services such as cloud data solutions or email service providers. Control Risk has noticed quite a few DDoS for hire services available on cybercriminal forums and also on social media, and a number of DDoS attack tools also exist. And these are important in that they enable non-technically astute threat actors to launch a variety of DDoS attacks against companies in the form of a DDoS ransom attack. And these tools are typically available for several thousand US dollars, which is fairly cheap, given the their use in DDoS ransom attacks.
Thanks, Ollie. That's really interesting. You mentioned a couple of different groups there. Can you tell me, are DDoS attacks used by a range of threat actors?
Yes, absolutely. So I mentioned the threat to companies from cyber criminal groups and DDoS and ransom groups in particular, such as DD4BC and the Armada Collective. However, I'd also say that other threat actors use DDoS attacks quite frequently. So first of all, companies should be aware of their competitors using DDoS attacks to take their web services offline. Additionally, DDoS attacks are quite frequently used by nation-state threat actors in order to cause some sort of effect or to mask a more malicious attack involving network intrusion and data exfiltration against a target company. Lastly, we see DDoS attacks being used quite frequently by cyber activist groups such as Anonymous or Lizard Squad. And these attacks from cyber activist groups are typically launched in response to a perceived social, economic, or political injustice around the world. So, for example, last year we saw Operation Hit the Banks, which was launched in response to alleged corruption by banks around the world.
What do you think the future is going to hold? How do you think this is going to develop further?
Yeah, so I've already mentioned that more copycat groups are likely to emerge during 2016 following the success of DD4BC and the Armada Collective. And generally speaking, I think that DDoS attacks are likely to become more strategic. So cyber criminal groups and other threat actors are likely to target companies based on their perceived vulnerability, their ability to pay large ransom demands, and the kind of range or the assessment of how much business disruption a successful DDoS attack would have. I'd expect cyber criminal threat actors to start conducting advanced reconnaissance on company networks prior to launching a DDoS attack to target business critical systems so the DDoS attack itself can have a kind of elevated effect. Additionally, I'd expect threat actors to repeatedly target companies that do indeed pay ransom demands. And in terms of the volume of traffic being leveraged as part of DDoS attacks, I'd expect this to increase significantly as threat actors start to leverage the Internet of Things and cloud-based services more frequently as part of DDoS attacks.
So, in response to this growing threat, how can companies protect themselves?
Generally speaking, I'd advise companies to take the threat seriously and to realize that companies across industry sectors, regardless of their size, are vulnerable to DDoS attacks. I'd advise companies to prepare for DDoS attacks by conducting an in-depth DDoS risk assessment. I'd advise companies to know the tactics and procedures used by threat actors and use this to inform a response strategy. And some of the specific mitigation advice that I give to companies would be enabling them to recognize a DDoS attack in their early stages. So training people on help desk, for example, so that they can recognize the first stages of a DDoS attack. I'd advise them to log files on their network hardware to assist with DDoS investigation post-event. And lastly, I'd advise companies to assess the preparedness of third parties to DDoS attacks and what impact a successful DDoS attack against the third party would have on their own business operations.
Thanks, Ollie. That's a really comprehensive overview of DDoS attacks today. If you need any more information, you can look at our online subscription service, which has a variety of reports, in particular about the differing threats from DDoS attacks and how companies can look to mitigate those threats. Thanks for joining us today, Ollie.
My pleasure. Thank you.